Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is how we can become giants by knowing the living God. We'll return with a devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Becoming a Giant, written by Christopher Eitt, read by Kelly Jane McLinn. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." Luke 2:25-35. The power of the spoken word changes lives. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 18:21a. And that is what we see in today's reading. Simeon's prophecy helps to guide the future of this very special family. Surely most of us can recall such a moment too, when a friend or church leader has spoken direction into our personal situation. We need to be encouraged and then to encourage others. Jesus once gave a surprising word to his disciples. He told them to change and become like little children. Matthew 18:3. Even when we're in our older years, God still wants us to adopt the same nature of a child. Why? Wisdom lives in the joy of children. That's why I try to listen carefully when my own children speak to me. There is a godly power inherent in their words. There was a particular day a few years ago when I looked at myself in the mirror and discovered gray hairs in my hair for the first time. It was a shock, and I felt sorry for myself. Later that afternoon, as I walked with my little daughter, she looked up at me suddenly and said, "You're getting older. One day, you'll be a giant." Simeon was at that point of metamorphosis in the temple. We don't know much about his private life, and no doubt he had personal struggles. But he'd gotten older and now reached the end of his life on earth. Yet this joyful man, his heart full of the Holy Spirit, was still positively embracing the future. In a sense, he wanted to become a giant, to attain the next level in his relationship with God, for his earthly tent to become an eternal house. 2 Corinthians 5:1. We become giants through knowing the living God who resurrects the dead. Simeon understood that. Children, such as my daughter, understand that. It's simple. And it took the appearance of a child, the Christ child, to make that truth evident. We can all feel small and helpless at times, especially in the face of getting older and enduring health problems. How can we reach God in our pains and struggles? We don't reach Him. He reaches us. That's why Simeon walked with the Holy Spirit into the temple of Jerusalem that day. He understood that Jesus was literally the embodiment of God reaching us. This childlike man had built a daily relationship with his Creator to the extent that his greatest fear wasn't death, but not seeing the Christ. Then it happened. Picture it in your mind. Simeon walks into the temple. He senses the leading of the Holy Spirit. Perhaps there are many people there and his eyes scan the crowds. Maybe he hears the baby cry and turns his head. And then he finds himself looking directly at the Creator, there, right in front of him. The little boy who was going to change everything. The child who later called to the world to be childlike and follow him. The King of Kings who would bring death to death, forgiving sins. Simeon's soul surely quaked at the sight of the Son of God. We are told he enfolded the Messiah in his arms and blessed him. A man blessing God, what a thought. Simeon became so full of life at finding Jesus that he was ready to bid farewell to his earthly state. He found his home in the Messiah. That is the effect of the reality of Christ. Jesus personifies God's embracing of us. He reaches and interrupts our insecurities. If you struggle to accept positive words today, become like a child and hear the word of God. He is for you and not against you. Because of the Lord, everything will work out well in the end. Yes, you are getting older. One day, you'll be a giant. Intersecting faith and life. Are you building your relationship with God? Do you talk with Him every day? How do you avoid distractions to listen to Him? Do you really understand this is real? Jesus loves you. How do you share that with others? Further reading. Matthew 18:1-5, Philippians 1:20-26, 1 Corinthians 2, John 11:25, and Romans 8:23.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.